brothers and sisters. Often we hear that saints whose memorial we are celebrating today, Saint Peter and Paul, are the pillars of the church. It's a beautiful image, and it's necessary to understand it. Pillars in some building have a double purpose, make it beautiful and carry the weight of the construction. First role is nice, so to speak, and the other one is functional. But if pillar wants to be of use, cannot just serve as external site, but have to carry the weight. Peter and Paul are pillars, not only because they prize the church with their holiness, but first of all because generously they were able to deal with their duties and mission. Pillars are important for the building. The book of Judges speaks of Simon, who destroying pillars caused the whole destruction of the temple in which Philistines gathered, thus killing them all. Because of what reason did Jesus choose Peter and Paul for such an important mission and service? It is certain that he did not choose them because of their merits or virtues or because they were better than the others. On the contrary, Peter was fearful to that point that he denied Jesus for three times before one maid and soldiers. And Paul was the one who persecuted Jesus in Christian south of Jerusalem. Nevertheless, Jesus chose them. Why? Out of pure love, in order to teach us too that he can perform a miracle even when using means and instruments that are not worthy. What is necessary for art? Brushes and colors of first class for a beautiful musical piece is instrument crucial in order to build a situation to form a positive moment.
Uvjeti da je najvažnija stvar bila ti ono koliko tvoje.
A true Peter's name was Simon. He was a fisherman with his brother Andrew and was chosen among the first apostles. He was put in a good time as well as in a time which was not convenient. His name is the most beautiful. He, with we can see when he decided to walk on water to go to Jesus, but he went out to pray. He was trying to talk Jesus away from going to his death on the cross, and Jesus even told him, "Step away from me, you Satan." He, out of respect for Jesus, he didn't at first allow Jesus to wash his feet. After the multiplication of bread, when Jesus broke the bread for eternal life, Jesus spoke of himself, of his flesh that would be our life. And many listening to Jesus said, "Peter, said many abundant." And when Jesus asked the apostles if they wanted to leave, and then Peter said, "Who are we going to? Blessed are you, Simon, my
brother,
that you have born in Asia Minor, in Tarsus, to town. He was a Roman citizen, he was a fanatic, he stood against the Christian teachings and proclamation in Jerusalem. He was the witness that was present. The first martyr, Stephen, was stoned, and he converted himself before Damascus, following the cross. He encountered Jesus, who he persecuted, the Christians, out of Jerusalem. He spent time in the desert, but Peter spent a lot of time in the desert, and he became a great preacher, apostle, missionary. From these few explanations, we can see that these two apostles have different vocation, just a different formation and temperament, a different mission, action, different. Nevertheless, they were united in fervent teacher.
Jesus, Gospodin nam daje za to milost, kao što je dao Thank you.